24 minutes past the hour. I was doing the Say Yes Dance.
Say yes now. Somebody say yes in here.
Oh, yes.
Let the church say yes, right?
You want church say yes?
Kojic, yes,
ma'am. Hallelujah. Let's get into it. She know them Kojic hymns, too.
Yes, she does.
You ready? You ready to go in?
Got to be born in it.
But what?
Well, Bishop Patterson changed the words, though.
Oh, he changed
said,
it
we are anointed and appointed. He took that. He took all that other stuff out.
I miss old Bishop Patterson.
Mm-hmm. Bless him.
Oh, yeah. Great preacher.
Great man of God.
Sing a little bit of that Michelle God Williams. That song. Take me in.
What?
Will the church say yes?
Yes, Lord. Man. Because at 7:24, I'm going to be in that octave. Yes, Lord. Y'all not going to get me this morning.
You're not going to get me.
I know what to do that, early in the morning.
She put that time stamp on it. It's 7:24.
I know what to do. You ain't going to do me.
Mm-mm. Well, if you're just joining us, we told you all morning that we would have live in studio Miss Michelle Williams. You just heard her song from her new CD, Journey to Freedom, which comes out next Tuesday.
Yes.
But we have her here this Tuesday. We are loving. Say yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Loving it.
Thank you so much. I know when you and I talked the day that it came out, as the saints say, I was encouraged to run on and see what the end is going to be.
Yes.
You know, people don't know Yolanda Adams has been just someone that I've looked up to for ever. There are two CDs I've ever bought with my own money.
Aww.
And yours wasn't one of them, the More Than a Melody album some years ago. And so, yes, not to throw shade on everybody else that's sitting here around us, but
everything's good.
But when she told me about the song and the impact that it would have, it just really overwhelmed me. So thank y'all. Thank you for the love and support.
No problem. Yeah. I mean, you can't, when you listen to the words, the beat is infectious, but you still get the message.
Yeah.
And what we need to do nowadays, especially with our young people, and then, I mean, with people, period, because everybody's dealing with something.
Yes,
you may
ma'am.
Not be dealing with my something, but you're dealing with something.
Mm-hmm.
To have a song that stays with you all day, all week, all month, and it encourages you at the same time, and you automatically keep saying it.
Yeah. Because
I am a stickler about your confession.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you say out of your mouth comes in your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you keep saying, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no, and that's constantly coming out of your mouth, then your hope builds into faith, and your faith builds into expectation.
Come
and that
on,
expectation
somebody.
Gives you exactly what you want.
Yeah.
All from bucket. This
you about to pull out the R. She's got the R. She's about to.
She went for all. <oil. laughs> I want that $2,000 purse
you see
she's carrying.
Yeah,
it
see
is
it.
Not.
At,
no.
At 7:24 Central Standard Time.
I have some tithe for you.
Yeah.
That's what you need. I got some tithe.
So that's why I'm so excited about it.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. I mean, that is so true because I was just at a panel about a week ago, and we were talking about how in this industry, it seems like you hear more no than yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not only in our industry, there could just be some people right now that are just feeling so hopeless, feel like they're hearing more no than yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's one. Are you yan me like they do the preacher?
Yeah.
But it's
you're saying something good.
But it's kind of like
preach
one
on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can change your whole life.
Right.
And it almost makes you appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you said no because this yes that I
this
got
yes.
from the Lord.
This yes
yeah,
was
man.
God's yes.
Was God's yes.
yes. Mm-hmm.
Michelle
good.
Williams
I'm
joins
good.
Us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Now, I love the CD title.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Journey to Freedom. Journey Talk to a little freedom. Bit about this and your perception behind it.
Journey to Freedom. Well, because this process has been a journey. I've been putting this album together since 2012.
Okay.
And sometimes it takes time to really put it together. Sometimes it takes for me to really be in a place where I can really get somebody out of a place that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Journey to Freedom was, okay, what I need to be free from things that were keeping me from being my best and who God wanted me to be.
Mm.
So I had to get rid of some toxic relationships, business
excellent.
And personal.
Excellent.
You
excellent.
Know, then, okay, well, I had to do the work on the inside. Okay, get free from the depression. And people say, well, Christian, then you're saved. You shouldn't be depressed. Well, sorry to say I was. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Just dealing with things that I didn't know since the age of 15.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean? So I want people to get free from that because it whatever keeps you from putting one foot in front of the other, get free from that. Low self-esteem, procrastination, donuts. that's whatever it's keeping you from being great.
Yeah.
You know, be free from it. So it's a journey. I'm still on the journey, and I want y'all to know I'll be on the journey with you, and it's able to be through the music, the healing.
She sat with us in Philadelphia at the Inspiration Conference at the Singles Fellowship, and just talk about that, because some people feel like, well, you know, you're at this high status position. You're Michelle Williams. Mm-hmm. You've been all around the world. You know, they would think that there would be no issues in your personal life, especially when it comes to the standpoint of relationships and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Because you have, you know, a Grammy or something on your fireplace mantle doesn't make your heart different from anyone else. Doesn't
say
make what
again.
You bleed different from anyone else's. You just have a Grammy on your fireplace. That's it. But I still make choices.
Right.
Some good and some bad.
Right.
And you deal with those choices and those consequences. There are times those of us, I dated someone I knew on the first date.
It was wrong.
Yeah. But I was like, but I like Jamaican food. They took me to a Jamaican restaurant.
The Jamaican food got you. It was the spices, the season in the Jamaican food.
And then, the curry got her. You know, I was like, man, I'm being pursued. You know, let's go. Cool.
Yeah.
It was wrong.
Yeah.
And it was just precious, precious time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say wasted, because you learn from it. Like, now I know, okay, I won't, when God says, when he say no, now everybody wants want Jesus to say yes, but he going to say no sometimes too.
And listen,
be encouraged.
Yolanda and I were just talking about that about 40 minutes ago with the Points of Power, saying that there's time when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and we override that. It goes back to what you were saying earlier, choices. If you're going to be free, if it's going to be a journey to freedom, you got to be really a guardian of your choices.
Well, someone just said something this morning too. Okay, so we want Jesus to say yes. He might say yes, but what if our saying yes to him means saying no to something?
It usually does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
9 times out of 10, it will be no to that, no to this, no to that, because his path is always the best. It's not always the easiest.
It's always
the best because we get our emotions in it.
Yeah.
And we are supposed to operate from a spiritual standpoint, period.
Yes.
You know, we're on a higher level. And when we start dumbing our spirit down, and I think that's what tends to happen with people, we dumb our spirit down so we can be attracted to this person.
Gonna make
or so
it fit.
We can, you know, so we won't seem so holy to that person. It's not that
we can't do that,
holy, you know. Trust us. It's just who we are. We got to operate in who we are. But we'll talk about that on the other side of this. Y'all crazy.
He's just so sleepy this morning. He just laughing at it. It's 27 minutes for the top of the hour.
Laughter in your
For the top of the hour, coming up in 4 minutes, we... Before the top of the hour.
I like that. That's the church right there.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get it out, Reverend. Get it out.
Trying to get my eyes. I mean.
No. Can you see clearly?
If we had your eyes from the CD, Journey to Freedom, our guest in studio on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show is the lovely Miss Michelle Williams.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yes. Yeah. Journey to Freedom comes out next Tuesday.
Go get it.
But you can get If We Had Your Eyes and Say Yes on iTunes, Amazon, wherever great music is sold right now.
Yes.
Pre-order. Because I know that iTunes is pre-ordering right now.
Yes.
So go on and pre-order. Put your money down. Get it in your apps.
Yes.
So that when Monday night at 11:45, they just start releasing everything. So it will be on your...
That's a word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
At 11:45 in your iPhone, If
Are you smart,
I need you to So a C.
She got a word.
She got a word. She heard a word.
I don't know if it's $9.99 or $11.99, but I believe even now that if you sow that seed onto iTunes, I believe that come Monday night, before midnight, somebody say before midnight.
Before midnight.
You will receive what you sowed.
That is.
Which is my album, Journey to Freedom.
She said my
God.
Daddy.
I'm just telling you specifically what you're going to get.
Yes.
And if you go to Walmart, you can get an exclusive version of the album, which comes with a DVD of behind the scenes footage that you will not see anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
And speaking of not seeing it anywhere else, we want to thank you for allowing us to be the first place where your video was launched. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I had to do that. Y'all have been very supportive.
Oh,
like I said, the first to premiere Say Yes, so it was just a no-brainer to say, give him the video.
There it is. There it is.
Don't give him the video.
I know you. Listen, give him the video. You got so many other things that are going on. I know. Getting ready for the television show. You're fixing choirs now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fix My Choir, which airs on the Oxygen Network this fall with Dietrich Haddon. I was excited to do the show. I simply thought it was just going to be me giving ideas and tips on how to do your bun in the choir. You know, what your choir robe shouldn't look like.
Exactly.
And it ended up being us fixing people from the inside out, and then us knowing as far as common threads with choirs, how most have a problem with leadership. Why you give Ray that song? I'm here every Wednesday night. I'm loyal. Why you give Ray that song? Yeah. Or some of the leaders don't know how to handle their choir members.
Right.
And so you'll see a little bit of that. It's really, really amazing. A lot of people, they were breakthroughs, breakouts, fights, and folks is real ratchet in choirs.
I
didn't want no part of it, but I signed up for it.
None but the ratchet.
Chelsea Yvonne Card.
Put out the choir. We
got to
put them out.
But, you know, talking about the inside, we pretty much fix people. On this side of the aisle, we really do fix people because they really want to know. Now, are you really living like that? Is it really possible to be happy after a breakup? Is it really possible to be happy after this, after that? And, you know, all these things, because you would think, like you said, with the show, that the choir would come with more management issues as opposed to spiritual issues.
Absolutely. I mean, it's heartbreaking because some choir members would come to choir rehearsal to get away from what was going on at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're angry. Yeah. They bring those issues into rehearsal. Mm-hmm. They bring that spirit into rehearsal. So now we got to wait for you to be happy and we got to wait for you to, you know, why you got attitude today, Shaniqua?
Right.
What happened?
Right.
What pookie do you now? What up?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, or just people are just sad. They're not doing good in school. They lost their job. Mm-hmm. So it just all depends. And so before you know it, they bring those lingering issues on. Mm-hmm. Then the choir can't progress. Some choirs just wanted to know, how can we just be better in our community? Then you had some choirs who wanted to be national recording artists. Mm-hmm. So there were different dynamics of what we were trying to fix to get them to the place where they want to go. So I'm really excited about it. We went across America. It's like 8 or 9 choirs.
Mm-hmm.
We are done filming. So we're just waiting on it to debut, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited for you.
Yeah,
Michelle Williams joins us in the studio.
Michelle, I've been over here trying not to ask this question.
Come on out with it.
I'm really enjoying you this morning.
Yeah. What's the question?
I like you this morning. I ain't gonna even lie.
Thank you.
But these nails.
These nails.
How long does it? These Diana Ross nails take?
You tried it.
How long?
It doesn't take long. I visit a place in Los Angeles, and they're very. She's very quick. This is just what she does. I mean, she's gifted, and probably like an hour.
Yeah,
not long.
It's not long because you can sit and get a pedicure at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, and usually, you know, See, because with us, a manicure can be, you know, a spa manicure. Uh-huh. You get the hand massage all the way up your elbows
oil.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You get the
mass paraffin
you
dip.
Get the, yeah, you get your hands dipped. So, you know that.
And
you know
there
what they
and
do.
Get a nice cut mine.
But
get out
yes, and
shake,
that's it. Because you're out in 20 minutes.
Yeah. And that's
but
how
see,
she
with
should
us,
do.
No, but
you don't want to be dipped?
Get him dipped.
Come on, but see,
get
with
dipped,
us,
Reverend.
Yeah, you get the dip for 25 extra.
Come on, get it.
Get
dip.
But see, you have to have that experience. So when you're at lunch or something like that, or at tea, you know, your girlfriend's
Marcus.
Like, oh, your hands look so good. Girl, I got them dipped.
Yes.
Marcus, you going to get dipped?
And you know they had the 24 karat gold sale on today.
You getting dipped?
I need some men to get dipped. Y'all be, y'all don't like your lotion ministry. I need you to embrace it.
I'm on my lotion, cocoa butter ministry.
There it is.
Nah,
CB.
I don't think a man should get dipped.
He don't need a dip.
Nah,
it's paraffin.
Get dipped once, he want to get dipped.
It lacks moisture in your hand.
We should do the dipping.
They shouldn't get paraffin
no dip.
Dips. Okay, hold up. Some of y'all need your feet dipped. Maybe not your hands, but get your feet dipped.
Man.
Beautiful all
his,
the feet.
He better put his feet in some Epsom salt.
There it is.
Some Epsom salt
and
chloride. I'm just saying.
Dip your feet in that.
Yes. Men, y'all need a journey to freedom. Y'all need to get dipped. Y'all have all these requirements for women. Y'all want us to be right.
Oh, trust
but
us.
You're not right.
Trust us.
Some of y'all have backslidden from that lotion ministry. God wants you to come back. Jesus said yes to Jergens.
Come back home.
Come on, Jergens. Get that almond scent.
Amen.
Almond day.
Seriously.
Yes. You are a little rough around the edges.
They like them a little rough around the edges. Though, as they say, a little rough there.
You want them in church and a little rough around the edges, rough. Right?
That's I don't know what edges, but
exactly.
I'm just saying.
Say, not those edges.
You know, so seriously, Marcus, get dipped.
Get dipped in the water. Michelle, how can we keep up with your CD? Is coming out next Tuesday, September 9th.
It's been so amazing being here with y'all. I could be here another day. September 9th.
Yes.
It will be available everywhere. Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, Walmart, wherever music is sold legally.
Amen. Amen. To
I
that.
Love you.
We like legal.
No, seriously. Y'all got to buy it legally so that your favorite artist can continue to do what they need to do.
And come to the concerts and the tours.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How can we follow you? Keep up with you?
Real Michelle W. on Twitter and Instagram. My newly launched website is IamMichelle.com.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, she is.
It's good to see you, Michelle.
She's beautiful.
That's my. Yes, that's who
is.
I am. She's I beautiful. Just want you to know.
Yeah. Yes. It's 7 before the top of the hour.